In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the timer control that ships as part of the Microsoft ASP.NET extensions for AJAX. The timer control is great for when you have an area of your user interface that you want to be dynamically updated based on some periodic interval as opposed to any particular interaction with the user. So some of the common scenarios might be updating the value of a particular stock symbol or periodically pulling an RSS feed and pulling down the new items to dynamically update the user interface with those new items discovered through RSS. In our case, we'll build a sample demo that periodically updates the banner ad that's displayed on a web page. So let's create a new AJAX-enabled ASP.NET website. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab a cascading style sheet and a directory full of banner ads. And then in my default.asbx page, I'll create a reference to my cascading style sheet so we can pick up those styles. And then we can hop over into design mode. And since this demo is all about the timer control from ASP.NET AJAX extensions, let's drop one of those on the page. And then I can also drop an update panel on the page. The update panel is going to contain the banner ad. And let's just add some little sample snippets for just to simulate content delimiters. Next, we're going to add an image control to contain our banner ad, and this is going to be a standard ASP.NET image control. So let's drop that on the page, and then I'm going to go and change the name from image to be something a little bit more meaningful. So we'll call it banner image. And while we're at it, let's change the name of our update panel to be banner update panel. The other thing that we want to do here is we want to provide a banner ad by default. So let's grab the image URL. Now, if you were actually implementing a banner rotator, you'd probably want to dynamically select the first one as well, but in our case, we'll just statically select banner number one. Then I can hop over into source mode. Now, there are a couple things that we need to do here. One is we want to provide some additional information to the timer control. So let's start by specifying what the interval for the tick event should be. This is how frequently the tick event is going to fire. You can set this dynamically in code, but we're just going to set it to a standard value of about 3 seconds. The other thing that we want to do is we want to specify an onTick event handler in our code behind, so we'll wire it up here by saying onTick timer 1 underscore tick. And we also need to tell the update panel that in addition to its standard behavior, we want to include a triggers collection. And then we want to wire up an async postback trigger to the timer event that we just defined. So timer 1. Okay. Now, in our code behind for our default.asbx page, this is where we're going to figure out which banner ad we're going to display next. So to do that, let's grab our timer control and generate a tick event handler. And we actually don't need the page load event. And here, we're just going to grab a random banner ad. So let's get a random number. So we'll say dim n as integer and set the value equal to some random integer value. Whoops. Sorry, wrong language. All right, so let's just get a random value between 1 and 9. There we go. And then we can use that random integer value to select which one of these banner ads that we want to display next. So we can do that simply by saying banner image, image URL equal banners, which is the folder where our banner ads exist, and then the format of the names for those banner ads. So banner underscore. Now we need the random integer digit. So we'll say just n dot toString. And then we need to append the dot gif extension. And that becomes a valid URL to our banner ad. And now we can go ahead and run our application. Note that the banner number one will appear first, and then about every 3 seconds, we'll get a new banner ad displayed. And they won't be sequential because we're using a random integer value to choose which one gets displayed next. But as you can see here, no interaction on my part as the user sitting at the browser. Just based on the timer tick event that we set to about every 3 seconds, we're doing a dynamic partial page update and displaying a new banner ad. And that's it. It's that easy to implement periodic updates to the content in your ASP.NET user interface using the timer control that ships as part of the Microsoft ASP.NET extensions for AJAX.